Dakota, how easy or difficult is it to kind of ignore the hot seat talk when the athletic director's out there saying, hey, Coach Sumlin needs to win this year?
You know, that's really not a lot of my concern. I just know that I love Coach Sumlin. I love the program that he's put together, the staff that he's put together. I believe that he is doing everything he can to make sure that we're going to win, that we're prepared. We're really getting after this summer. We've got a new strength staff that's doing a lot to help us to prepare. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes that people just don't see, some stuff that we're doing to prepare to really go out there and do all the little things that are necessary for us to go and prepare to win. So
let's go right side here, back row.
Chuck Furlow, Auburn Network. I've been to Kyle Field a couple of times. It's some kind of place. What's it like to run out on that field with all that excitement? I've never seen a fan base doing their sawing and all that stuff they do. It just seems like a great place to play.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I remember sitting in the locker room before my first game, my freshman year, and someone just cracked the door open, and I heard the stands chanting, A-G-G-I-E-S. And, man, I just got goosebumps. Like, they just cracked the door, and I could hear 104,000 people chanting that. And so to run out of that tunnel in front of those people, they're diehard, just like most of the teams in the SEC. But the 12th man is something special, something awesome to be a part of. Got my Aggie ring. Aggies talk about the Aggie Network. It's something special to be a part of, and I love every second of running out on that field and getting to play for the 12th man. I believe that every one of them believes they're part of the team, you know, as they yell and they chant. They'll cause some miscommunications, some tough third downs for the other team, and so love playing for the 12th man. It's awesome to be a part of.
Let's go here to the left side in the front row.
Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. How much does Coach Turner's Marine Corps service come up with you guys, and does he run you guys almost like a platoon?
Yeah, he's awesome. Really, really holds us to a high standard, just like a military guy, just like you would expect a military guy to. He's also from Boston, so he's got a Boston, Massachusetts accent, and he'll really get after it and make sure that we're violent and we're physical and we're doing all the little things. It's not a 2.5-inch step, it's a 2-inch step. And so little things like that, he's awesome. Has really, really, really helped our offensive line to go to the next level. Love that coach. I'd do anything for him.
Let's go right here in the middle aisle on the camera.
Hi, Molly Walsh with the Tuscaloosa News. I'm from Boston, and I just want to know where you picked that up.
Yeah, just hearing it from him so much. You know, we're around him all the time. He'll even say, he went on vacation for a week this past week or so. And said, I just need to get away. Y'all got too much of me. You're in front of my face too much, so I'm going to go, and it'll be good for you. You're just sick of hearing my voice. And so we've just been around him so much that you pick it up. He's awesome. I don't even know if he knows that I can imitate his voice like that, but he'll hear it now. So I love him. Love him to death. He's the best. So
front row here on the left side.
Coda, Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. How much will the experience for all the young guys last year benefit them going into this year?
I think we've got a lot of young guys that got a lot of experience, especially on the offensive line. We were really young last year, so that gave some young guys the opportunity to step up to really fill those roles, and I think that we'll be prepared. Those guys are our leaders now. They know how it works, and the offseason has been awesome alongside those guys being able to really work hard and know what it takes to be great.
Let's go right side here, front row.
Michael Bratton from Saturday Night South. Can you talk about Kellen Mond and if he potentially plays, what he brings to the offense?
Yeah, Kellen Mond, he's an athlete. You know, he's definitely a dual-threat guy. We'll be out there running sprints, and it's amazing to see him run. He's really a heck of an athlete, a good quarterback too. And so But we'll see. You know, it's still open for competition. The other two guys are great players, too. Jay Kubinak with the experience. Really love that guy and went to Haiti with him. And Nick Starkle as well went to Haiti with him, too. His leadership's awesome. He's really got a cannon. All three of those guys are really, really good players. And so I think that we'll be successful. Whoever wins the job, competition makes people better. And iron sharpens iron. And so they'll push one another to be the best that they can possibly be. And we'll make a decision on that later. So looking forward to seeing what happens with that.
Let's go left side in the back corner.
Coach Brian Peroni from 24/7 Sports. You're playing left tackle. You're going to have an inexperienced quarterback, you know, no matter who wins the three jobs. You were a defensive end, a tight end in high school. You know, we're on the right side last year. Is there extra pressure on you, you know, manning that left side, especially with an inexperienced QB?
Yeah, you know, pressure is something you put on yourself. And so as a coach's kid, that's what my dad tells me. And so I just try and take that in stride and know that the standard is high. You know, the standard is winning whatever position you're at and wherever you're playing. And so I wouldn't say there's pressure. I know that I'm going to do whatever it takes to help my team win, and looking forward to getting after it this season.
Left side here, second row.
Matt Stevens, Montgomery Advertiser. You're now into year two under Coach Mazzoni. Everybody, I think, would pretty much admit Noel's a little different. Just talk a little bit about what bullet points he brought to the table that you feel like you can get better at in this year.
Yeah, so we really have a well-rounded offense. We're about 50-50 pass and run, which is awesome because it really keeps the defense on their heels. You know, they don't know what's coming when they overprepare for one or the other. When they adjust to one or the other, it opens the opposite up. And so Coach Mazzoni is an awesome coach and really brings a good, I guess, vibe to the offense. Really love playing for him.
Also here on the left side in the front row.
You know, Coda, last year I know you were in contention for the starting job. Ultimately, you know, more backup last year. This year, you know, you'll be starting at tackle. What did you learn from that whole experience last year, and kind of how did that make you, how did that develop you going into this year?
Yeah, you know, I've been at A&M for 3 years, and there's been a long line of great offensive tackles come through. And so getting to learn from those guys, getting to watch those guys, learn the little technique things and get some expertise from those guys has been awesome. Looking forward to being the next guy. So
left side here, second row.
Chris Walsh, SEC Country. Okay, this might be the dumbest question. Coda? What are you named after? Are you named after a bear?
Yeah. It's the Brother Bear movie. Not the only Codas I've ever met are dogs. You know, my fiance's dog's name was Coda. I was like, it's a good name. I'm sure for Dakota. My parents named me Dakota, but they spelled it D-O-K-O-D-A. So I go by Coda for short. Kind of unique, but I like it. So, yeah. Yeah. I was Dakota for a little while, but we've figured it out. So I just kind of try and figure out what's going on. Dakota, time to eat. I'm like, oh, man, it's not my turn to eat. You know, I was wanting some food, you know. It's all right. It's good. It was German Shepherd. It actually passed away recently. She was sad, but I'm the only Coda now, I guess. So I'm kind of sad, but yeah.